You're listening to SBS News.
COVID supplies are strengthening diplomatic ties as Australia ramps up its COVID assistance to a grateful near neighbour, sending a second AusMat team to Fiji, along with precious supplies. Fiji's opposition leader from the National Federation Party, Brimin Prasad, says the support is appreciated.
This is a genuine attempt by Australia and New Zealand to help our people in times of crisis. There are people dying, our health systems are giving up.
Although the number of new daily infections is in decline, they are still too high for the country to cope. The urgency of the crisis is seeing an increase in the effort to inoculate the nation. Australia has sent close to 400,000 vaccines to Fiji, with even more on the way. Those on the front line, including GP Dr. Kripali Tepu, say the additional supplies can't come soon enough.
If we didn't have access to these vaccines, I think we would be in a different... Things that could have been worse.
But Jonathan Pryke, director of the Lowy Institute's Pacific Islands program, says Australia has not been alone in offering support to the Pacific neighbour.
There has been another driver added to why we're increased scaling up our aid to the region, and that is China's growing presence in the Pacific over the last two decades. China has vaulted up the rankings to reach the third largest donor to the Pacific Islands region in a very short period of time.
China has accused Australia of attempting to thwart its efforts to supply Pacific Island nations with its Sinopharm vaccine. Earlier this month, China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson, Wang Wenbin, told reporters,
"We have no geopolitical purpose and no political strings attached. We urge the Australian side to stop disrupting and undermining China's vaccine cooperation with Pacific Island countries."
It's a charge Australia denies. SBS News spoke with Minister for the Pacific and International Development, Zed Seselja, who says Australia's support has been consistent.
We've been providing this kind of support over many, many years. We certainly make no apology for a very swift and comprehensive response. It is not about any other country.
Fiji was the first Pacific nation to open diplomatic ties with China in 1975. That relationship grew stronger after the military coup in 2006, which saw Western nations, including Australia, impose sanctions. Mr. Prasad says the loss of economic support from those countries was found elsewhere.
Wherever countries have seen weakening of democracy, weakening of freedom of association and human rights, then there is always somebody else to fill the gap.
But since elections in 2014, Fiji has shifted away from China, turning closer to home. Jonathan Pryke again.
Ever since the multilateral agencies came back, Fiji has not taken a new loan from China. So they clearly do want to work with the West as much or more, even more, as they do with China.
The global pandemic not just testing the region's health systems, but the strength of its relationships too.